This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Weekend Perspective, and today we are going to take a look at Overture Center and what their plans are for the upcoming season. And we have the Chief Artistic Experience Officer, which I think is the best title ever given to anyone.
Takes up a lot of room on the business card, though.
It's Tim Sowers. Good morning. How are you, Tim?
I'm good. How are you?
We're great.
So first of all, I can't believe it's the 20th anniversary season already for Overture Center.
I know, 20 years. So we're celebrating in big style next year. I know, 20 years. It's great, isn't it?
Remember when it wasn't going to be built?
I wasn't here.
We were. And it was quite
lots
a challenge.
Lots of conversations about it.
And it's amazing. Right. I mean, because what it's brought over the years has been absolutely incredible. I mean, what it's done for our community, wouldn't you say, Tim?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I moved here 16 years ago from Chicago. And I came up originally as the director of education, and I walked into the building and I was floored at how beautiful it was, number one, and all of the venues and this great home for all of these resident companies and touring Broadway and bringing in all the shows. And I moved here, and it's been my greatest move and career choice, you know, in the history. And I just think that it brings such vital energy to the community. And, you know, we're doing very well with ticket sales on shows. And so it's, you know, all these shows that people are really interested to see. And if you look at the Broadway, it's like we're getting the best tours out there.
And when you talk about that, when visiting tours come through, or even artists just to play in Overture Hall, aren't they always almost surprised that a city like Madison has such a top-notch venue, right?
Yeah, and, you know, everybody walks into that venue and is just, like, amazed at it. And the sound quality and the professionalism that's all around it. And, you know, a lot of artists want to play over and over when they come to Madison to come back to this venue.
We're talking about the 20th anniversary season at Overture Center with Tim Sowers. And let's talk about Broadway. What do we got for Broadway this time around?
Well, one of the big ones is The Return of Wicked. It's the show that everybody has been asking about it when we were at COVID. That is the show that was on the stage when we closed down for COVID. And we only got three performances in of a three-week run of the show. And the set sat there for 6 months. So people were, when's Wicked coming? When's Wicked coming? So we're really thrilled to be able to bring Wicked back. Another popular show that people are really, really interested in seeing is MJ the Musical. And it's a biography of Michael Jackson. It really focuses on a certain period of his life in 1995, I think, or 92, when he was doing the Dangerous World Tour. So it really looks at his creative genius. It doesn't tell his whole story. It really focuses on a slice of life for him.
So there's going to be, I think, a lot of really interesting, awesome costumes, singing, and the dancing. I can't imagine how amazing that's going to be.
Yeah, the choreography is amazing. And, you know, it's him in rehearsal. He's being interviewed by MTV as part of the plot of this. So the story is told through that kind of device. And, you know, Michael Jackson's had such amazing hits in his life, and he's such a creative genius. It's a really good show. So people are really excited about that. And then the other kind of biography musical that people are really excited about is the Neil Diamond musical, Beautiful Noise.
That one I'll be singing along with.
Don't allow it, Jonathan right? in.
Right. You can't help it with those songs. I know we had one of the Broadway cast in last night when we did our season announcement, and he sang a couple of numbers, but he ended it with that Sweet Caroline that everybody goes, bum, bum, bum. You know, and the audience was just alive for that. So that's a really, will be a popular show. And Juliet is another title that people are really, really interested in. The music is, it's a jukebox musical with the music by Max Martin, who wrote a lot of pop hits for people like Taylor Swift and the Backstreet Boys and Britney Spears. And it tells the story of what would happen if in Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, Juliet did not die. And so there's a whole women empowerment theme in this show, and it's fun. It's very vibrant, and people are really asking about that show. We do a survey every year with our partner, Broadway Across America, and we give all these titles out to people, and that was one that scored very, very high on it.
Okay, and then you also have the classic Funny Girl, right?
Funny Girl hasn't been, hasn't been revived for like 60 years.
Wow.
I know, it was like 60 years, you know, made Barbara Streisand a big star, and surprised it wasn't revived on Broadway, because it's a great musical.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
With, you know, really classic songs of People, I'm the Greatest Star, you know, and so people are excited about that. It's nice to have a classic on the series.
And what is this, a musical about corn?
Oh my God, Shucked. It's my favorite. Really, it's my favorite musical, I think, next season is Shucked. It's this heartwarming, funny story about this small town who grows a corn crop, and their corn is starting to die, and they don't know why. So the young heroine in the show, Maisie, I know, she decides to go seek help. And originally the show was the Hee Haw musical, if you remember Hee Haw.
Sure.
From way back, and they were looking at this idea of it, and then they kind of scrapped a lot of it, but the music is by Shane, somebody, and Brandy Clark. So it has a really kind of country folk flavor to it. It is one of the funniest, most, you walk out the door feeling so good that you want to go and see it again. I was, I've seen it a couple of times on Broadway, and it'll be the word of mouth show. Like, people who will come to see it at the beginning of the week will be talking that show up. It's just charming.
Okay, and there's one more on the agenda, too. You can't have a musical without a board game, right?
Right, and it's a play. Clue is a play. So it's not a musical.
Oh.
And it's a play with, you know, the murder mystery, whodunit, Colonel Mustard, you know, Mr. Green, any of those characters. And it's was developed for the touring road and went out this year for the first time and is getting really great accolades on the show. So that'll be really fun and charming, a comedy murder mystery play.
We're talking to Tim Sowers today about Overture's 20th season. So we talked about a lot at Overture Hall. Now, there are some other things that you have, some in Overture Hall, but in some of the other venues too. And that's kind of the Overture Presents series, right?
Right. We have 30 plus shows with that. And, you know, one of the headlining is Steve Martin and Martin Short coming back. They're so much fun together. They played Overture Hall a couple of times and they love playing our venue. So we're really excited about that.
I'm happy that Steve Martin is returning, because you might not know this, Tim, but when he came once with the Steep Canyon Rangers, I came out on the stage to introduce the opening act. And after I introduced the opening act, for whatever reason, your security people didn't think it would be a good idea to escort me out of the building. They didn't. So I was wandering around backstage, and Steve Martin is one of my idols, all-time idols, and I happened to wander down the hall, and I saw him in his dressing room. And, you know, the first rule is don't bother an artist before their performance.
Right.
So I walked right in, and I felt like just saying that I was a radio person would not do much, so I told him I was the mayor of Madison. And this is true. And he was not that impressed, but the rest of his band was sort of impressed. And I welcomed them to my city. And then he kind of looked up, and then I told him, I'm actually just a radio person and I don't even belong here. I love the jerk. Thank you. Bye. And then I walked out. So
oh my God, that's a great story.
I'm thrilled that he has returned and doesn't seem to remember that. So that's good. And I'm sure I'm not allowed in that day. But anyway, that'll be great. Steve Martin and Martin Short are always awesome. You do have Hubbard Street Dance coming back, right?
Yeah, they haven't been here in a while. And so it's really nice to have Hubbard Street coming back. They got a great applause at the season announcement. People were really excited about that. They're a company that probably has performed one of the most at Overture Center since its opening. And so it's great to be able to have them back. I had a strategy this year that I wanted to bring back for our 20th anniversary some of the favorites who have played here over the years. And Steve Martin and Martin Short was one of those. Hubbard Street Dance is one of those. Jazz at Lincoln Center with Wynton Marsalis is another one. You know, he sells out every time. And, you know, the best jazz orchestra out there. So it's really great that they love playing here as well.
When Wynton Marsalis came here, when it was still the Oscar Mayer Theater, I was in college, and one of my roommates went to go see it. I didn't end up going. And I said, how was the show? And he said it was amazing. But what was more even amazing to him was how crisp Wynton Marsalis's suit was. He said it almost didn't seem real because it was so like perfectly pressed and magical. All right. So before we run out of time here, we're talking to Tim Sowers from Overture Center. Some of the other things that you have too, National Geographic Live, if you could just remind us a little bit what a cool experience that is at the Capitol Theater.
Yeah, that's a really cool experience. We have been offering that for over 10 years. And this past year, we weren't able to actually. It wasn't available to us. So we're really thrilled to bring that back. It's a 3-show subscription with some of the most amazing explorers and photographers that are out there, branded by National Geographic, and people can subscribe to that whole series. And it's amazing. These people are amazing. I remember we had one a couple years ago that was all about parasites. I do not look at the world the same.
I bet you don't.
You know, my cat goes to eat a ant or a fly, and I'm like, don't touch it. It was really, I mean, just, they're the best in their field, right? And audiences are riveted by them when they come in to speak and talk about their work and show videos and photos and stuff. And so it's really thrilled to have National Geographic Live back.
And can you touch quick? I was looking through, we were both looking at the Fringe Festival, and one of them, Shamilton. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I go to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, and, you know, it's a month-long festival with, like, 3,000 shows, and I see, like, 40, and I feel like I've seen nothing. And Baby Wants Candy is actually a company out of, they have a Chicago, New York, and L.A., and one of the shows that they do is called Shamilton, and so it's a fully improv musical. They ask the audience for a fictional character or a political character or someone real. And then they develop a full length musical around that in the style of Hamilton.
So I need to
really
see that.
Good. And last, we had them come up for our season announcement, and they did a whole, they did like a 15 minute, version of their show of the full length musical, and they did it on Madison, and that was pretty funny last night that when they did that.
Wow.
So they're a really great company. Going to have them in for a couple shows. There's 5 shows at this kind of fringe weekend that I'm doing, and kind of seeing how that will go. But they're really funny.
Sounds
really
amazing, and we've just touched the tip of the iceberg on all the great stuff that's coming to Overture Center. And when can people start buying tickets for all this stuff?
They can go online right now and subscribe. So we have the Broadway package is either 6 shows or 7 if they add Wicked. Wicked is an optional 7th show, so they can subscribe to that now. And then for all the Overture Present shows, if they buy 3 shows or more, there's a discount. And so they can buy Broadway and other shows. And if you want to see Steve Martin or Martin Short, for example, you can subscribe right now and be assured of your seats before single tickets go on sale. So they can just go to overture.org right now and get subscriptions.
Very nice. Tim Sowers, good job on all this. It looks very exciting. And we're ready for another season, right, kid?
Much more entertainment to come. Thank you so much, Tim Sowers with Overture Center. Go to overture.org for more info.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tim. Well done. Talk to you later, bud.
Yep.
See you, bye.
Yep, bye.
Do you want to say for Weekend Perspective?
For Weekend Perspective, along with Jonathan Sutton, I'm Kitty Dunn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.